All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, guys, the Steelers did something over the weekend that I thought they would never do. They actually traded for Justin Fields, giving up a conditional sixth-round pick, becomes a fourth-round pick if he meets certain playing time numbers. But according to reports, that is where Justin Fields wanted to go. They had four other suitors, not specified yet of who they were. Some of them had higher compensation, but they decided to give Justin Fields what he wanted and go to the Steelers.
Well, then they're morons. Second of all, I've read that Fields blocked the trades. So I don't know what's true. All I know is Ryan Poles has a job to operate the best interests of the Chicago Bears, not in Justin Fields' ego. Now, if you want to say he wanted to go to Pittsburgh, my question is why they signed Russell Wilson?
I can tell you why. Because Russell is cheap for 1 year. Salary's being paid for by the Broncos.
Right.
He's may not be the long-term solution. He was the stopgap. We all expected Pittsburgh to go out and draft a QB. Maybe you bring him in and you just say he's going to be the guy. He steals a job from Russell and you just pay him a long-term deal. If you're Justin Fields, I can beat out Russell Wilson. If you can't beat him out, then you know what? I deserve to be a backup.
The problems the whole league seemed to tell him he was a backup. I don't know what happened here. I was really surprised. I mean, even if it becomes a four, David, it means he took the starting job.
See, I don't think that the whole league thought that. I think the whole league realized Chicago's just going to be desperate and just unload him. So I'm not going to help the Chicago Bears out by giving you draft picks for somebody who you will eventually bring out to the curb.
Let's touch on the New York Jets because they are in the wide receiver market. They are going to have a visit with Mike Williams today, who was released by the Chargers. And then a report here from Cinemy, who covers the Jets. He says that Joe Douglas, their GM, says they have some degree of interest. They had it in Jerry Jeudy, and they also are looking into T. Higgins and Brandon Ayuk. Here's the thing. They would have to probably give up a first-round pick. They don't have a second-round pick. Are they getting – they're not getting T. Higgins or Brandon Ayuk with no second-round pick.
Why don't you ask Aaron Rodgers? He runs the organization. They're going to burrow themselves into Middle Earth, letting that wacko, who, by the way, was on another one of those olive oil ayahuasca retreats. Honestly, it couldn't happen to a better group of fans. Good. Good. Go do whatever you want, Jets. Not going to win a GD thing.
There's nothing funnier than hear him talking about the Jets.
I hate them.
I know.
I really do.
No. Seriously, Mike, how do you feel about them?
Strong hate.
So let's touch on Mike Williams for a second because he is visiting with the Jets, but he also has the Panthers and the Steelers on his list to visit this week. Where is the best fit for Mike Williams, off-injured receiver?
I mean, if assuming a level of health, he's a big body red zone target. I mean, look, in a different universe, he'd be a great fit here. Mm-hmm. But that's not where the Lions are at, and they're not going to spend that. You know, they don't need it. It'd be a great luxury. Like hell, my Giants could use them. We don't have any receiver taller than 6 feet. If you need a big body receiver, you want to buy low on a guy, that's Mike Williams.
See, I would say Arizona, but you could just draft one and control his salary for the next 5 years. So I don't have to pay you top dollar. You're a rookie. But I can go out and get a Ndunze. I can maybe get a Marvin Harrison Jr. So, I don't know. For the price, David, I can't think of too many suitors where this will work. Unless you're willing to come in and maybe be a number two receiver, I don't think that he's a number one guy that I'll be willing to pay that much money.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So I read this by Daniel Jeremiah regarding the draft and the wide receivers here, and it kind of shocked me. Daniel Jeremiah tweets out, I wouldn't be shocked if Neighbors ended up being wide receiver one, the first wide receiver off the board at the draft. He says, I love Marvin Harrison Jr. and Odunze, but Neighbors brings a different element.
What?
Is Neighbors the actual best receiver in the draft?
Marvin Harrison would have been number one receiver last year. Look, you want to tell me you like him over Odunze because he's got better pure physical gifts? Fine. Odunze will make the contested catch. He's a demon one-on-one. Neighbors is the more explosive guy. But I'm sorry. You know what?
Two words. I got two words. This is why. No.
Go ahead.
Draft fatigue.
Yes. Right. Like, dude's been awesome, so now I got to find reasons to make stuff up.
It's why all of a sudden, as you get closer and closer to the draft, Caleb Williams, I don't know. You know, maybe Drake May should be the number one guy because you've heard it over and over and over again. That Joe Burrow, he may not be that as good as we think. Actually, he is, and he lived up to it. So, yes, you keep seeing Marvin's name up there. You keep seeing Rome Odunze's name. And now somebody has to play smartest man in the room. Hey, what about Neighbors? That could be the number one. He should be the best receiver. No, I think he's probably number three at most.
It's just a lot of filler, man. I mean, it's just keep it moving.
Yeah, there's still a month left. So, yeah, there's a lot to do here. So I have a couple. ESPN did some overreactions to the first week of free agency. Two things I want to know if you think it's an overreaction. First thing. It says the Texans are a real threat to the Chiefs in the AFC.
No.
Because of everything they spent, Joe Mixon, Danielle Hunter, real threat.
I say yes. Rico says no. He can go first.
Real threat is that they can just go out and beat them. No, I think they can be competitive, but I don't think that they can beat the Chiefs just yet because the Chiefs still have Mahomes. They still got Kelce. They still got Chris Jones. They still have a lot of key, and they may have Snead. You got a lot of young pieces, and down the line, maybe. But right now, no, because you don't even have we could play them in the elements because you play in a dome. So that's not even going to help you either if you get the home field.
I'm just on the other side of it. Stroud's a top five QB, and they got the best edge rush duo in the league. I could see it happening.
Now, the thing about Stroud is I need to see, is that sophomore slump going to kick in for him where the league adjusts to him? And then you find out, well, maybe he just wasn't as good as he looked in year one.
And finally, the next one is the Broncos will have the number one overall pick in 2025.
Wow. Sure.
Wow.
Carolina may want to enter that equation.
Problem is they don't own their own pick, I don't think.
They don't have a 25 pick either?
I thought they gave away all of them. Double check on it, will you? But yes, I mean, look, they're going to be bad. Raiders got a shot to be god-awful if they don't. I mean, Gardner Minshew, quarterback.
Yeah, I think the Patriots will probably be bad.
They do own their own pick. The Panthers do in 2025.
Then it's the Panthers. Then you're wrong and Rico's right. It's Panthers.
They'll be picking 1-2.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They'll be right there in the mix.
They'll be evaluating the same players, that's for sure.
You'll get Bronco fans who are angry because they won a meaningless game in week 16. Like, you just cost us the number one overall pick. But yeah, those two teams probably safe, barring like some franchise QB goes down and a team that we thought was going to be good.
Out of nowhere, just ends up being bad. So. And that is in football today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.